This is BBC Radio Manchester, Phil with you this afternoon through until 6.
Phil Tran, BBC Radio Manchester.
Now, for the first time, computer coding is now part of the national curriculum in the UK. Today, Google is in Manchester to announce that it's funding the training of 1,000 teachers in the city. BBC Radio Manchester's Alice Gregor has been at a school in Hume, where the next computer geniuses are beginning their coding lessons.
So there's a very different type of after-school club going on here at Rolls Crescent School in Hume. There are about 12 children being taught to code. They're being taught coding for the very first time. This year it became part of the curriculum for the first time, and teachers need to know how to teach it. So Google has promised to fund the training of 1,000 teachers here in Manchester, which of course was the home of the very first computer. I'll take you through into the classroom now, and you'll be able to hear one of the volunteers. It's Stevie. He's teaching some of the children how to do some coding. So have a little listen to this.
Isn't it? Should we put a background behind the cap so it looks like it's doing something in a background, like a cartoon? Yeah?
So they're talking about a game that they're creating, which is the start of very basic learning of coding. Sophie Dean, you're here and you're head of Code Club Pro, which is teaching the teachers to teach coding. I'll take you out of the classroom so that we're not disturbing them. But just tell me a little bit about why this is happening here in Manchester today and what you're doing.
It's happening in Manchester today because it's the first region where we're trying to introduce training for all of the teachers in Greater Manchester, and Google are kindly sponsoring that training for teachers. We want teachers to feel confident about the new curriculum and understand language and understand what they should be teaching the kids so that they can do what they do best, which is teach.
How important is coding for children these days? Because when I went to school, it was math, science, English, perhaps a bit of drama if you were lucky, but this is something completely different that we've not seen before, really.
It's very important. I think it's important because it teaches children how to understand and interact in an increasingly digital world that they live in. We want children to think like creators. We want them to feel like entrepreneurs, that they can create stuff using technology. It's important for their thinking skills. It's important for logical thinking and problem solving. And we have found that in through learning coding, children are showing progress across the board. It's not just in... It's not just in coding, it's in maths and English, and so I think it's incredibly important that they are learning how to code.
If you just heard that noise, it was from one of the games that the children are creating in there. I think I might go and speak to Stevie, who's delivering this class, and just find out a little bit about some of the noises and the pictures that are coming out. I'll just walk through here. Hang on a second. Excuse me, Stevie, can I just grab you?
That's right.
You're in the middle of teaching something, but just tell me what you're doing, what you guys are learning.
Oh, we're learning Scratch today. We're getting started with Scratch. So Scratch is a bit like Lego, but for coding. And so what we're doing today, we're getting with the basics, and we're understanding how to change things, how to make things move around and such things.
Coding is now part of the curriculum. How difficult is it to teach children to code?
Oh, it's not that difficult, I think. We're all enjoying it so far, aren't we? We think?
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Brilliant. I'm going to just grab one of the lads here that's doing a bit of coding. So, what's your name?
Francis.
Francis, what are you doing today? Tell me about it.
We're like making a cat trying to go around a circle and be dizzy in like a football pitch or swimming pool or whatever.
Is it fun?
Yeah.
So what else do you do at school?
Like maths, literacy or English, and spelling tests.
Is this more fun?
Okay, you have to open
it. So you like it?
Yeah.
And this is the worrying thing. That young man there will probably know more about computer coding at the age of, what, 6 or 7 than I do at the age of whatever it is I'm reached nowadays. It's slightly different, isn't it, than the classrooms that we would have probably gone to when we were at school, when the most exciting thing was when they used to bring out a little carton full of metal filings and used to do experiments with that. Computer coding in one school in Hume, and BBC Radio Manchester's Alice Gregor with that report. 5:20 the time.
BBC Radio Manchester. Travel update.
Good afternoon from Piltrow. Let's get you up to date with the latest on the road, says Jeff.